As coronavirus cases reach record highs, testing centers in Idaho, like other states, are being overwhelmed by a surge in demand. Rachel Cohen reports on how tests are being rationed for sick individuals.
Idaho's test numbers have increased since the beginning of June, but fluctuate from week to week. Dr. Jim Souza is the chief medical officer at St. Luke's. He co-chairs the state's testing task force and says since it formed in May,
our state's testing capacity really has not substantially changed.
He was speaking during a Central District Health Board meeting this week. At the same time, the percent of positive tests coming back has increased significantly in the past few weeks to hit 11%. That's a sign that tests are going to sick people versus being used as a disease surveillance tool. In fact, the state's two largest health systems, St. Luke's and St. Alphonsus, are saying they can't test most asymptomatic people.
What we're doing right now is consuming resources that we know we're going to run out of.
Right now, tests are done at hospitals, doctor's offices, and pharmacies. Souza thinks going forward, testing should be handled more centrally.
We're not consuming those resources in a way that's logical and consistent with a scarcity situation and delivering the testing to the people who need it the most.
The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare says it's hired a temporary employee who starts next week and is charged with increasing the state's testing capacity. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.